Get connected with Take Two Radio Music on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio Music. Or for email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadioMusic.com.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Take Two Radio Music. I'm Pam, your host. I hope you all are having a great day and had a fantastic weekend. I've just spent the last hour fighting with my computer, so it's not been fun yet. But this is what music is good for. When you're not in a good mood, you can bring yourself right back into a great mood by listening to some awesome music from around the world. Great indies out there, and I love doing this. So let's just keep our fingers crossed that my computer cooperates for the rest of this show, since it gave me such a hassle before it started. So first up, first two songs are going to be by Bud Rogers. First song is called Pictures of a Modern World. This song I've actually played before off of his album Bud and the Bullet, but this one is going to be acoustic version. So he's a singer-songwriter out of the UK. He plays all his instruments in his songs, produces his music in his videos. He released his first solo album called Whiteout, which has won him several internet radio awards. He has an EP out called Setting Sun, and his latest album, like I said, is Bud and the Bullet, and it's available now on iTunes, Amazon, wherever you get your music from. He got together with a few of his friends and bandmates from other bands he's in to make this fantastic album, so I highly recommend that you pick that up. And this song and the next song called Chameleon Days that I'll be playing, the acoustic versions of, are available free from his website. And check out the new video for Chameleon Days as well while you're there. It would be budrogers.co.uk. And Rogers is R-O-G-E-R-S. You can follow him on Twitter at _BudRogers. And Facebook is Bud Rogers Music. And here is his song.
Welcome to Utopia. The lights are on, but no one's listening. Come on down and make yourselves at home. The kettle's on, so don't be shy. Tell us how your day's been going. There's no need to hang your head and cry. Oh, what a shame, it's all messed up, but who's to blame for stolen your identity and everything you used to be? Yeah, don't be scared, the future's bright, or so I've heard. The TV and the radio, pictures of a modern world. Yeah. Lost in the computer age, a billion people going nowhere. Got to get connected anyway. Papers got it wrong again. There's riots on the streets of London, dancing in the mess that they have made. Oh, what a bore, I've heard it many times before. The poisoning the atmosphere, the fear and panic everywhere. Yeah, don't be scared, the future's bright, or so I've heard. The TV and the radio, pictures of a modern world. Yeah. Don't talk to me of progress and democracy, when freedom's never quite the way it seems. Don't sing to me of loving God with gun in hand. The camera never lies, my friend. The truth will surface any. Someday we made the moon a how they sell ya. Jump aboard, we'll soon be on our way. We're taking greed and poverty in the name of science, baby. Way into the distant galaxy. Shame, it's all fucked up, but who's to blame? The soul in your identity and everything you used to be. Yeah, don't be scared, the future's bright, or so I've heard. The TV and the radio are pictures of a modern world. Yeah.
Pictures of a Modern World by Bud Rogers, and his next song, as I said, is Chameleon Days.
We could talk about freedom, we could talk about love, talk about anything that you like, till the sky's given from above. But it's all about hunger, and it's all about pain. It's all about getting the things that you want. We bury our heads in the sand, singing, yeah, chameleon day. The day and sing about how we could change the world and nothing will stand in our way. But it's all about anger and it's all about hate. It's all about giving as good as you get and taking as much as you like, singing, yeah, chameleon day.
Million Days by Bud Rogers. Next two songs are going to be by Matt James. And the first song is called I've Stopped Breathing. And here we go with the computer again. Come on. There we go. Matt James' frank and vivid view of his life and the world surrounding him have endeared him to audiences across the county. Looking at him and his scruffy hair, you would have no idea he was an ex-soldier. Much like an early James Blunt, but not so posh, I think that line just cracks me up. His songs are most influenced by his father's record collection, Fleetwood Mac, and The Beautiful South being the strongest. Matt James performs a hooky narrative of subject matter important to him. If you listen close, it's easy to pick out the harmonies Fleetwood Mac would be proud of and the storytelling abilities of Paul Heaton. His tracks Sweet Satellite and Summer have appeared on BBC Introducing in Sheffield, that's in the UK, and the future holds much promise for Matt. His forthcoming debut EP, Crawl, Walk, Run, shall be released in the very near future. You can follow him on Twitter at Matt James Looney, and that's L-O-N-N-Y. Facebook, he's at Matt James Looney Music, and his website is mattjamesloonymusic.com. Matt will also be my special guest this Wednesday, February 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. UK time.
I miss you when you go anywhere on your own. It's cold and it's lonely, and I can't go. Quit living in despair. It's hard, but we're a pair, and I'm a I've stopped breathing, yeah. I've stopped breathing, yeah. I've stopped breathing, yeah. I've stopped breathing. Should I stand and fight, or should I curl up and die? I don't. Would you tonight? single part of me screaming out in agony. You were everything I needed, but I never told you that. Every single part of me screaming out in agony. You were everything I needed, but I never told you that.
It'll Be Fine by a band called The Speak. And The Speak is a three-piece original band from Brighton in the UK. I just noticed the first five songs are from the UK. Well, that's a good thing. I like their music. The Speak play Britpop-inspired indie rock a la Feeder and Oasis, although they quite rightfully claim influences from 60s bands, including The Who and The Birds. Tasteful harmonies, catchy lyrics, and thumping rock and roll to back it all up, give it a more modern twist. Feel-good anthems that will have you singing along by the end. You can follow them on Twitter at The Speak Band, Facebook, the same, The Speak Band, and their website is thespeak.co.uk. And that's It'll Be Fine by The Speak. Next two songs are by Daniel G. Harmon. And the first one is called It's Fine, It's Fine. Similar title to the last song, but very different. White Mountains is Daniel G. Harmon's first solo effort in 7 years. After releasing four records with Seattle's The Trouble Starts, which produced epic walls of sound, Harmon felt like it was time for something a bit different. Produced by Brandon Eggleston, Brandon has worked with Modest Mouse, The Mountain Goats, Josh Ritter, and John Vanderslice. This barren yet dense piece of art was recorded and mixed in a week on all analog gear with guitars, keyboard, and drums. That's it. As simple yet as complicated as it is foreign. Okay, mouth and eyeballs are not working. Let me do that again. As simple yet as complicated as its namesake, White Mountains is at once reminiscent and completely foreign compared to Harmon's previous territory. The album will be available on April 9th. Follow him on Twitter at Hello Tower. Facebook is DGH and TTS. The word and is spelled out. Website is hellotower.com and also thetroublestarts.bandcamp.com.
She was swearing up and down that this would be the last time. She was swearing up and down that this would be the last time, the last time.
Thank you.
was Anna by Daniel G. Harmon. Next song up is called Bright Lights by a band called Harkins. Harkins was started by Ryan Chambers and Brian David, who are longtime friends whose passion for music brought them together. After various musical endeavors, they decided to start writing material together in the summer of 2010. Nearly 3 years go by under the name Gift Horse and a wave of revolving musicians. The songs had grown up and grown into an album. In the winter of 2012, Quinn Tinling was added to help finalize the sound of what is now truly Harkins. Hitting the studio in late 2012, owned by singer and guitarist Brian David, three of them had finished the album Parts and Labor, self-releasing it on March 26th of 2013. Parts and Labor is an album about finding yourself. The single Escapade was released in October of 2013 under the former name Gift Horse, but this song will still appear on Harkins' new album, Weightless. Both Parts and Labor and the newest single, Escapade, can be found at all major music sites such as iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and Spotify. Harkins started work on their new record, Weightless, in early 2014 at Brian David's Anthem Recording Studio. A slightly new direction had formed into a more synth and effects-driven record, but still maintaining the gigantic sound the band has always strived to achieve. For the new album, Harkins enlisted the help from Grammy-nominated John Grinham to take the band to the next level. Weightless is set for release on March 3rd, 2015. And, of course, you'll be able to find that as a digital download on iTunes and Spotify. Follow them on Twitter at Harkins Music, and it's H-A-R-K-E-N-S. Facebook is Harkins Music, and the website is harkinsmusic.com.
Oh,
Bright Lights by Harkins. Next song up is called Little Saviors by a band called Lights Fantastic. Lights Fantastic is a two-piece songwriting collaboration from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Motivated by similar desires of simply creating happy music without the seriousness or heaviness, a studio endeavor was formed. The musical style has been compared to The Lumineers and Phoenix, and the debut single, Little Saviors, is slated for digital release on March 13th on iTunes, Amazon, and more. Unfortunately, I don't have a Twitter or website for them, but you can find them on Facebook under Lights Fantastic Music. Identifying himself with artists such as Luke Bryan and Hunter Hayes doesn't do justice to the new male voice in country music. Mitch Gowdy is a small-town boy from a close-knit rural Iowa family that has burst onto the regional music scene. Every time he picks up his guitar and starts to sing, you know that this guy is not only not only has roots for authentic country music, but the heart to back it up. His interest in country music started when he first picked up a guitar after suffering a traumatic knee injury that would forever limit his ability to play sports. His dad bought him that first guitar, put it in his hands, and said, "Let's see what you can do." At that moment, Mitch found his passion for country music. Excuse me. Since then, he has been rocking stages around the region and even opened up for country music superstar Joe Nichols. These two songs go out to the dedicated Rowdy fans who brought Mitch's music to my attention. And you can follow Mitch on Twitter at Mitch Gowdy, and it's G-O-U-D-Y. Facebook is Mitch Gowdy, and website is MitchGowdy.com, as well as GowdysRowdies.com.
Nothing went wrong, and that I said something to you before Prince Charming came along. But you seemed so happy, and after all that was my desire, just thought I'd get to hold you. To think I'd do that now, I'd be a liar. We found when you hold your hand, it's about more than I can stand. And the way you rise out of, it's like you're some kind of drug. The way you crinkle your nose, it just goes to show that you don't see a flaw in.
Mitch Gowdy. Next song up by Mitch is called Close to Perfect.
a little coffee and her cream. The shower's the only place you'll ever hear her sing. But if she sees a spider, boy, you'll hear her scream. That's why she's the lady, lady of my dreams. She just can't listen to a full song. That's why when you're halfway through, another one comes on. And if you want to fight with her, just assume that you're wrong. That's why I miss her, yeah, I miss her when I'm gone. Cause if you know me, you know I can be a little crazy, a little wild and free. But I finally feel some peace when she rests her head on me. It's as close to perfect as I'll ever be. A back rub and bubble baths and those smell of candles, God forbid she gotta have that. She knows just what ticks me off, and that's a fact. That's why she'll do it, just to kiss me when I'm mad. Cause if you know me, you know I can be a little crazy, a little wild and free. But I finally feel some peace when she rests her head on me. It's as close to perfect as I'll ever be. Time goes by and our ages get old. I know right where she's gonna go. As for me now, it's pretty clear. I wanna go to heaven, cause I've tasted it down here. Cause if you know me, you know I can be a little crazy, a little wild and free. But I finally feel some peace when she rests her head on me. It's as close to perfect, yeah, she's perfect. I'm as close to perfect as I'll ever be, yeah.
And that was Close to Perfect by Mitch Gowdy. Next two songs and last two songs for today are by Gene P. Kelly, and the first song is called No Place to Go. Gene was born in Hamilton, Ontario, and Gene has played guitar since the age of 8 years old, now playing 7 instruments in total. Playing live all over Ontario, Gene has a growing fan base. A&R record execs have called him a breath of fresh air with a sound all of his own. He has gained airplay and world exposure through the internet, and his single Pick and Bones placed 18 on the indie country charts. With a deep country voice and a rock and blues backbone, Gene's music is fresh, real, and songs about life. You can follow him on Twitter at Gene P. Kelly, and it's GenePKelly. Facebook is Gene P. Kelly, and website is genepkelly.com. And let me try to get his song now. Well, isn't this just wonderful? Hang on, folks. I thought I was going to make it through the whole show. Let me grab it. And okay, where did you go? There it is. No Place to Go.
All right. You and I, baby, we fell apart. And I'm sore. your heart old. You and I never, never apart, no. And I'm lonely without your heart old. And I'm all alone.
Oh, no, it's whiskey love. drinking the whole day through. So when the morning wakes, I won't get those shakes, because there's no girls like you. So I won't stop tonight, and I hope it's alright, but I got some drinking to do. And if you got a chance and you like some romance, well, I guess I'll go home with you.
Love by Gene P. Kelly. He really does have a deep voice, doesn't he? One thing I want to mention, I've mentioned on other shows, but you may not have heard if you didn't listen before. I have started putting a song on the homepage of take2radiomusic.com for a week. It's a featured song. And if you're on the homepage, you'll see the featured song, who it's by, you know, their Twitter, their Facebook, and so on. After the week is over, it goes under previously featured artists, and you'll be able to find the song and all the information about them there. So this week is Bud Rogers. His song is called In Temptation, and it's off of the Bud and the Bullet album. And if there's a video that goes along with that song, I will also post that. So I'll be doing that a little bit later today. The music that I played today will be on the homepage for the next week as well. I change the featured artist and the playlist on the homepage on Sundays. And then the music playlist is moved over to the music playlist for 2015. So if you're an indie artist and you'd like your music played, go ahead and send me some MP3s or WAV files at my email, which is take2radio2@gmail.com. Basically, any time you hear me say the word 2 or the number 2, it's actually the number. So take2radiomusic.com. You can follow us on Twitter at take2radiomusic and Facebook take2radiomusic. It's all with the number 2. Makes it a little bit easier that way, I think, to keep everything pretty much consistent. But if you'd like an interview, you can also make your request at that time. I do have a pretty full schedule right now. I'm working on May, but go ahead and send me the request. So join me this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. UK Time, for singer-songwriter Matt James. We are going to have a chat about his music, his career, what makes him tick, all that good stuff, what's coming up. I know he has some exciting things coming up, so that's going to be wonderful. And I'll also play a song that you haven't heard yet. So take care, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you again on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Bye-bye.
Get connected with Take 2 Radio Music on Facebook or Twitter at Take 2 Radio Music. Or, for email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit take2radiomusic.com.